already done a wonderful job. And like I said, they're tremendous athletes. I just hopefully, you know, my size and my knowledge of the game and can play a little part.
A lot of the younger guys have said that you've been very helpful to them. Is that something you focus on, or is that something that just sort of happens?
I mean, I think that's a crucial part of the game. You know, I was brought up by some older guys, and they passed a lot of knowledge and things down to me, and I just hopefully, you know, I'm able to do the same.
Who were some of the guys that helped you along?
I mean, Robert Porche in Detroit. I mean, there's numerous guys. Like I say, Robert. I can't think of everybody's name. I'm so old, I'm forgetting people's names now. Well, I had to go back and look at the roster. I mean, you know, Beetle Bailey, he was there with me in Detroit. Names elude me, but if you go back and look at that roster, there was a lot of veteran guys out there when I came in, and they most definitely left an imprint on me.
You know, saying you're old, but, you know, they want a guy with legs out there. You know, I mean, you must obviously feel you're
no.
You know, you're kidding around.
I mean, you don't take that. Don't take the old comment for a lack of motivation, movement, or weakness. It's just the fact that, you know, I'm an older guy, and you know, that's just the way we kid around with it.
Yeah. Do they kid around with you about it?
Oh yeah. You know, some of these guys were in but junior high when I was drafted, or maybe even elementary. So. So it's most definitely something to kid with.
You feel you're in good shape.
I'm in good shape. I'm in decent shape. So, like I say, as long as they're happy, I'm happy, and that's just the way it goes.
With the way this defensive line is structured, with all the pressure they put from the outside with these ends, what is it like? Do you think being a defensive tackle in the middle of that?
I mean. Hopefully it'll be prosperous, you know. Hopefully, you know, they'll free you up to get some one-on-ones and allow you to do some things inside that you wouldn't normally get with that lack of pressure from other places.
You're a guy who likes to command. You know, you'd like to think in a certain situation they need two guys on you, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if it's two on you, and you just have to do the math, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's a team event, you know. So, you know, hopefully with that pressure outside, and if I can occupy two, then we got linebacker safeties and, you know, other people to, you know, open it up for pressure from other people.
I'm sorry if you've been asked this already, but what kind of things have you been able to show younger guys like Menball and Marvin Austin?
I mean, just, you know, more technique issues, understanding how people are blocking you, just recognizing what people are doing against you, you know, some hand placement issues, just a little mental sparring with, you know, things of that nature.
How long did it take you in your career to get those finer points down?
I mean, you're always growing. I'm still learning things today, so it's never really an end to whatever you can learn. It's just about being exposed to the knowledge and being exposed to people who are willing to teach you.